Today we enter into one of the most solemn and most important season of the church calendar. Nung Epiphany, we talk about shining with the light of Christ. Remember? Okay. Epiphany means we shine with the light of Christ. However, we realize in reality, makita natin na we don't really shine that bright kasi ang daming dumi sa buhay natin. That's why we go to the season of Lent, because we are confronted in Epiphany that as God's people, we should shine with the light of Christ, but then we are not shining brightly because of so many things in our life that prevents us from shining. That's why we enter the season of Lent again to search our hearts, again to evaluate our lives, and get rid of those things in our life that prevents us from shining, from being the people that God wants us to be. Kaya itong season na to, it's a 40-day season. It is an intense season of prayer, fasting, and of course, giving to others. Okay? Now, in the Old Testament, may nagtatanong sa akin, saan ba nakuha yung Ash Wednesday na yan? Is that something that the church invented? Is that something that we have learned from the Roman Catholic? Well, the imposition of ashes, okay, or ashes, has always been used in the Old Testament. And we see that there are three reasons for the ashes. May meaning yan. Okay? In the Old Testament, in Genesis, when Adam sinned, you know, God created Adam from the dust. He breathed on him his own life. Therefore, Adam became immortal because of the breath of God in him. But then when he sinned against God, when he sinned, the scripture says that death entered now. Okay? And so itong sinabi ng Diyos sa kanya, when Adam sinned, he said to him, "Curse is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the herb of the field." Verse 19, "In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you shall return." So nasa Old Testament pa lang. God said to Adam, because death has now come upon you, remember you were created from dust. Galing ka sa alikabok. And to dust you shall return. So there are three things we have to learn about the imposition of ashes from the Old Testament. Ashes should remind us of our mortality. Amen? It should confront us. Kaya palaging sinasabi ko, life is short. Okay? Don't make it shorter. Be aware that your time here on earth is limited. Okay? And sometimes akala natin tatagal tayo sa mundo. And sometimes we think we have all the time in the world to waste. No, we don't have time to waste here on earth. If we are seeking to fulfill the purpose of God, wala ka talagang oras na pwedeng aksaya. Bakit? Yung oras mo ay talagang sinukat para sa'yo. Amen? Your days are numbered, sabi sa scriptures. That's why today, as we start with Lent, the first thing we have to realize that we are dust and to dust we shall return, we should be aware of our mortality. Amen? And to be aware of our mortality, it keeps us humble before God. Our first reading today talks of the prophet Joel calling people to repentance. He was calling people to go back to God to repent. And you know, the first thing we have to realize in repentance, there should be humility in our heart. Ang taong hindi marunong mag-repent, yan ang taong walang pagpakumbaba sa puso. That's why when you talk of repentance, you always talk of humility first. And ashes in the Old Testament is used, spinisprinkle ng tao yan sa ulo niya, to remind himself, I am mortal. When I stand before God, I don't have the same nature as God. Tao lang ako. And sometimes we have to remind ourselves, kasi minsan akala natin Diyos na rin tayo sa buhay natin. We think we are in control of our lives. We think we are in control of our family. We think we are in control of the church. No, we are not. And Lent opens our eyes to that reality. No, we are not in control of anything in this world. God is. Amen? And so it keeps us humble, because repentance comes from a heart of humility. And the second thing that people in the Old Testament would use ashes for, they would use that also, not only to humble themselves, no, to remind themselves of their mortality, but they also use that, they use that for repentance. Okay? When they say repentance, bumabalik sila sa Diyos. Okay? They realize their mortality, they humble themselves, then they repent. Kaya makita mo sa Old Testament, you know, remember Daniel, the prophet Daniel, when he stood before God, he knew yung nangyayari sa bayan nila, whatever is happening in Israel, Daniel knew it was because of the sin of the people. And so Daniel, when he prayed, nung nagpipray siya, he covered himself with ashes and he was telling God, God, I'm so sorry for the sin of my fathers. He was confessing the sin of the nation as if it was his own sin. Parang siyang may kagagawan ng kasalanan ng bayan niya. He stood before God and he stood repenting for his own people. So again, the ashes was used, no? Kinuha ni Daniel yung ashes. If you have time to read the book of Daniel, it would be a beautiful book that you can read this week. Put an ashes on his head. He wore sackcloth, you know, as a sign of external sign of sacrifice. Bakit sackcloth? You know, when you wear sackcloth all day, masusugat yung balat mo. Okay? Because we are not supposed to live comfortable lives. Kaya minsan dyan tayo nagkakasala kasi gusto natin komportable ang buhay palagi. Like I've said, we are not called to live comfortable lives. You're called to live holy life. And holiness is not comfortable. Sometimes. Okay? The other uses of ashes, you use ashes also for intercession. And we find that in the Old Testament. Ito yung mga gamit ng ashes sa Old Testament. They use it for humbling themselves before God. They use it for repenting, turning away from their sin and turning to God. And they also use that to pray for others, to intercede. We see this in the life of Queen Esther. You know, yung malapit nang sisirain ng isang tao yung buong bayan ng Israel. And you know, she was a queen. And she was chosen by the king because she was really beautiful. Maganda talaga si Esther. You know? And may nagtanong sa akin, paano ko nalaman yan? Maganda siya? Nakita ko ba siya? Hindi. Okay? But imagine this, yung king, yung hari, has so many women in the land. Pwede niyang kunin kung sinong gusto niyang babae. Pwede niyang kunin yung pinakamaganda. And of all the women, guess who he chose? Esther, because Esther must be the most beautiful one. Okay? Siya yung pinaka Miss Universe nila. So when the king married Esther, you know, just imagine how Esther would look like. He is adorned with jewelry from the top of her head until the foot. Okay, the sole of his feet. He's adorned with beauty and jewelry and, you know, ang daming mga borloloy yung mga queen noon. But when she learned that his own people are being threatened to be annihilated, to be destroyed, sabi sa scriptures, she started to fast and pray. And what did Esther do? Anong ginawa ni Esther? Instead of the jewelries, instead of the perfume, the scripture says, kumuha siya ng ashes and she started putting it on her head. Okay? Because she was praying for her people. And you know, nung binasa ko to, nagulat ako kasi hindi lang nakontento si Esther na ashes yung ilagay niya. He even placed dung on her head. Alam niyo yung dung? Okay, hindi ko nasabihin. Baka hindi nyo makaya. Praise God. Ganyan ka-extreme si Esther. She was so serious of praying for his people. She did not just put dust on her. She also placed dung. Yung dumi ng hayop o tao, hindi ko alam. Dinagay niya rin sa ulo niya. Okay, so those are the three signs, external signs of a person coming to God. It is used in the Old Testament to humble oneself before God. It is used to repent from sin and to turn to God. And it is also used to pray for others. Okay? Our second reading talks of the ministry of reconciliation. All of us are called to bring the message of reconciliation to every living thing on earth, to tell them that God has forgiven them of their sins. Kaya sinasabi sa second reading natin, we belong to that ministry of reconciliation. But we cannot bring that message of reconciliation unless we ourselves are reconciled to God. Yan ang importante sa lahat. Minsan sinasabi natin sa lahat, oh, magbalik ka na kay Lord. Oh, turn away from your sin, go back to God. Pero ang tanong dyan, ikaw ba ganun din? Okay? And sometimes our message of reconciliation is nullified because we are not even doing it also ourselves. Kaya sinasabi dito sa 2 Corinthians, Paul was telling the Corinthians, okay, I'm reminding you. You belong to a work that God has given you. And that work is about reconciling others. That's why God is not just calling us to go into the world to tell people that God has forgiven them of their sins, that God is not angry at them, that God loves them very much. That is the message of the gospel. And the purpose of that is so that man will now return to God. Turn from his wicked ways. Turn from his sin. Humble himself and return to God so God can heal the land and heal its people. Amen? But before we can bring that message out of reconciliation, we have to be reconciled to God ourselves. That's why in the season of Lent, it is important because sometimes hindi natin alam na tayo mismo. We are not living our lives in such a way that we reconcile with God. Ang daming bagay sa puso natin that we allow to stay there and those things are drawing us away from God. That's why we're calling others to come back to God, pero pareho lang tayo hindi bumabalik sa Diyos. That's why if we could turn our hearts away from sin and towards God, honestly, kaya sabi nga ng isang saint, I forgot his name, I think it was Saint Paisios, an Eastern church saint, no? Sabi niya, I want to change the world. Okay? I will change the world, but I will begin with one person. Uumpisan ko sa isang tao to change that person, and that person is me. Sarili ko. Ay sabi niya, if you can change If you can transform yourself, you are a blessing to the world because you now have the ability to transform others. That's why we bring the message of reconciliation not only with our words. Our words are powerless. Walang bisa ang salita natin. Kahit sabihin mo pa sa Bible mo binasa yan. Kahit sabihin mo pa, i-quote mo pang scriptures, salita ka ng salita, walang bisa yan. Until you yourself turn to God, turn from your wicked ways, and turn to God. Go back to God. Now, minsan, pag bumalik tayo sa Diyos, when our hearts turn to Him, sometimes you don't need to speak anymore because your life will show your message of reconciliation. It will manifest in your life. Our gospel reading today speaks of three disciplines. May tatlong disiplina tayong gagawin itong Lent. If we're going to be serious in our walk with God, if we're going to be serious in our life with God, in humbling ourselves, in repenting of our sins, and also in interceding for others. If we're going to be serious with that, there are three things that we need to discipline ourselves. Okay? And nandito sa Matthew, nandito sa gospel natin. What are the three things? Number one, giving. Nung binasa ko sa scriptures, hindi nga prayer ang number one eh. Akala ko nga prayer. But Jesus, when He talks, sabi niya, when you give, He started with giving. Why? Why is giving important? Gusto ba ng Diyos parusahan tayo, bawasan yung income natin, bawasan yung pera natin? Hindi ganyan ang intention ng Diyos. When God teaches us to give, my dear brothers and sisters, when God commands us to give, the reason for that is so we will learn to humble ourselves. Kasi masyado tayong nag-iisip sa sarili lang natin. We only think of ourselves. Hindi tayo magbibigay kung hindi tayo makinabang. You know? Ganyan yung mga tao ngayon. Ano bang makukuha ko dyan? Marami po. O sige, magbigay ako. Pag maraming makuha. That's why when Jesus talks of a discipline that we should establish in our life. Okay? The good life does not begin until we learn to discipline ourselves. Amen? The good life, the happy life begins with discipline. Okay? Nung tinuturuan ako mag-drive, I did not enjoy it. Nakakatakot mag-drive nung tinuturuan ako. Iniisip ko yung paa ko sa preno. Iniisip ko yung sasakyan sa side ko. Iniisip ko yung sasakyan sa harap ko. Iniisip ko yung sasakyan sa likod ko. I was so afraid to drive. It was not a fun thing to do. Nakakatakot. But when I kept on practicing driving, nagpa-practice ako ng practice, ng practice, ng practice ng driving until I've learned to drive well, now I enjoy. Bakit? Pag nagda-drive ako, hindi ko na iniisip yung kotse sa harap ko. Hindi ko na iniisip yung kotse sa likod ko. Hindi ko iniisip yung paa ko kung saan sa ako nakatapak. You know? You just do things naturally. Habang nagda-drive ako, nag-uusap kami ng kasama ko. And it's a natural thing. I now enjoy it. Why? Because first, I learned to discipline myself. Tinuruan ko muna yung sarili ko. And that's why the Lord said, the season of Lent, if we're going to be serious with our life, we begin with humbling ourselves. And the best way to humble ourselves is to think less of yourself and think more of others. And how can you do that? How can I discipline my mind to think of others more than I think of myself? You start by giving. When you start giving to people, you learn to forget yourself. Nakakalimutan mo yung sarili mo. Amen? Kasi pa yung hawak natin, yung mga material na bagay sa buhay natin, ang dami nating pinanghahawakan sa buhay natin. Pumasok lang tayo sa kwarto natin. You know, this Lent, subukan nyo lang. Go inside your room, tingnan mo yung mga gamit mo sa loob ng kwarto mo. May takop itbaso ina,
May takop it kaldero tao nga una ta sa kwarto ron. Ha? Hindi mo na alam, di ba? Tingnan mo yung kwarto mo. If you will just open your eyes and really see, kailangan ko ba to? Kailangan ko ba to? Napansin ko nga sa kwarto ko kahapon, may nakita ko may kadena doon. Anong gawa ng kadena na to? Okay? And minsan, ganyan tayo. Pagpasok sa kwarto, dala ng baso, dala ng tasa, dala ng kutsarita, pasok sa kwarto, kung ano-anong dinadala natin. Kaya, after a while, mapapansin mo, pag pumasok ka sa kwarto mo, ganyan na lang yung pasok mo. Ang dami nating gamit sa kwarto. At titingnan mo, kunin mo yung kutsarita, kailangan mo ba yan sa kwarto mo? Hindi. Dalhin sa kusina. Okay? There's so many things in our life because we are so focused on ourselves. Amen? And when we begin to focus on others, you don't want things for yourself, you start giving them. Oh, sa'yo to. Oh, gusto mo to. Oh, sa'yo na. Oh, you start giving. What happens? What happens when we begin to give and think of others? You know what happens? Luluwag ang buhay natin. Amen? Kukonting abubot ng buhay natin. Kukonti na lang. And sometimes, yan ang problema ng tao. Ang daming abubot ang buhay natin. Pasan ng pasan natin yung abubot na yan. Kagaya nung babae, nung typhoon, Frank or Yolanda, hindi ko alam. Basta takbo siya ng takbo. Sa one roof to another, takbo ng takbo. Pagdating niya sa pinakalas na roof, nag-collapse na siya sa pagod kasi may bit-bit siyang baboy. Sabi ng tao sa kanya, ni, buhiya na yung manaro baboy nga ron, ha, mga ginabit-bit mo, han yung manang baboy ron, ha, tao nga, ni. No? Ang dami nating pinapasan sa buhay, hindi natin alam saan nag-umpisa yan. Ha? Where did it start? We don't know. That's why Lent is a time to sit down. Do I need this? Kailangan ko ba to? Amen? When I arrived here 2 years ago, emergency yung punta ko dito. Wala akong sapatos. I forgot to bring my shoes. Ang dala ko yung tennis shoes ko lang. Nung pagdating ko sa St. Michael, hindi ko alam, hindi na pala ako uuwi. Magmimisa na ako dito. Wala akong sapatos. That's why, nung nagmisa ako dito, first time, nag-rubber shoes ako. Itim naman yung rubber shoes ko. But it's rubber shoes. Tapos mayroong isang tao. Napansin niya, sabi niya, wala akong sapatos. Sabi ko, wala po. Hindi ko na nadala. Binili ka agad ako ng sapatos. Bumili ka agad siya, 2 pairs. Ote, ito pang simba mo, ito yung pang warang-warang, 2 sapatos. That was 2 years ago. Now, do you know how many pairs of shoes I have? I have 21 pairs of shoes. Manadagdag pa nung Sunday, may nagbigay pa ng bago. Ang dami kong sapatos. Ang problema ko lang, kung meron lang tao na kasing laki ng paa ko, pwede ko nang ma-dispose yung iba. You see? We have to learn to give. We have to think of others also. Yan ang sinasabi ni Lord. When you give, don't make a big fuss of it. It's for your good. Amen? It's for your own good. And the second discipline that we have to learn in this season of Lent. Okay? Giving is number one. Alam ko nagta-tithes kayo. Alam ko nag-o-offering kayo. Alam ko nagbibigay kayo sa mission. But go an extra mile this Lent. Itong season of Lent lang. Find someone you know na hirap talaga sa buhay. Tulungan nyo kahit konti. Kahit pamasahe lang. O kahit pang-breakfast lang. Pandesal sa umaga. Make a commitment to help that person. You cannot change the whole world if you are not willing to change the world of one person only. So, subukan nyo. Mag-pray kayo kay Lord. Lord, sinong tutulungan ko itong Lent? Who am I going to help this season of Lent? For 40 days, I'm going to take care of this person. Okay? Make that commitment. Aside from your tithes, aside from offering, make a commitment to help someone. Para mawala yung isip mo sa sarili mo. Mga problema, kung ano-anong mga problema ang pinagagawa mo sa isip mo para think of others. Amen? Luluwag ang buhay mo. Okay? The second thing is, sabi ni Lord, pray. Okay, wala na tayong question sa prayer. Alam na natin yung prayer.
Diba? We know what prayer is. But I will just add one thing about prayer. Listening to God is the best form of prayer. Listening. And sometimes yan tayo mahina kasi pagpasok natin kay Lord, parang ano ka ba? Parang isang asawa. Pagpasok sa bahay, nandiyan yung asawa niya, sabi niya ka na, ay, wala na tayong tubig, wala na tayong pangan, wala tayong blablabla. Salita tayo ng salita. Kagaya ni Peter, sabi niya, Lord, dito na lang tayo, magpatayo ako ng bahay para sa'yo, because he did not know what to say. And too often we pray, we do not know what to say to God. Why? Because we don't bother to listen to God. We don't take time to listen. That's why in the season of Lent, I would suggest find a book. Find a good spiritual and Christian book that you can read. When was the last time nagbasa kayo ng libro? Kailan yon? Ang iba nag-smile na lang. Taon na siguro, no? Years na, hindi na kayo nagbabasa ng book. You see, in the early in the morning, engage yourself in spiritual reading. Okay? I treat the Bible as a book. Kaya, etong Lenten season na to, Psalm, Salmo. I'm just going to focus on the Psalm because Psalm is a book. Yung Salmo sa Bible, libro po yan. And you can start with the Psalms, read it. And aside from that, I have one book from the Church Father na tagal ko nang hiningi yan, dumating sa akin. Nung dumating sa akin, 5 taon hanggang ngayon hindi ko pa nababasa yung libro. And so, last night when I went home, hinanap ko, nandun yung libro, sabi ko, this Lent, I will read you. Babasahin kita. So, find a good book. Find a good book in the Bible that you can start reading. Why? So, when you begin to read, you can listen to God. Amen? That is prayer. Listening, meditation is the highest form of prayer. Okay? The third thing, fasting. Okay, ito na. Fasting. So medyo allergic tayo sa fasting kasi addict tayo sa pagkain. Okay? Yan lang ang rason yan. Wala nang ibang rason yan. We are allergic to fasting because addict tayo sa pagkain. Paano ko nalaman na addict tayo sa pagkain? Pigilan kitang kumain ng isang araw. Tingnan ko kung hindi ka magwawala. Okay? That's why sabi ni Jesus, when you fast. He did not say, if you fast. No, it's not a choice. Fasting is a discipline of the heart. Fasting is willing to sacrifice for the Lord. Okay? When I say fasting, it's not just about food. It's about things that you love so much. And the danger kasi pag may bagay kang gustong-gusto mo, ang danger kasi, yung bagay na yan becomes priority of your life. When a certain thing, even though it's not sinful, it becomes the priority of your life because it's number one in your life because you love it so much. When something takes equal place with God in your heart, that becomes an idol to you. Amen? So what is an idol to you? It could be anything. TV, Netflix. Evaluate yourself. What are the things you love? Amen? Ano ba talagang mahal mo? Ang gustong-gusto mo sa buhay mo? Tingnan mo muna itong Lent. Kasi minsan pag hindi ka nag-iingat, yung bagay na yan na gustong-gusto mo, yan na yung nakaupo sa trono ng puso mo. Paano mo malaman? Father, paano ko malaman kung talagang because when that thing becomes one number one in your life, it begins to control you. Okay? Kaya challenge ko yung mga lalaki. Sabi ko, okay, sinong mahilig uminom dito? Ang dami, di ba? Oo. Sabi ko, itong Lent na to, walang inom. Ha? Bakit? Ay, subukan nyo. Oh, kaya yan, Father. Dali lang yan. Hindi kami inom. Oh, sige, subukan nyo. After 1 week, pag gumanyan ang kamay mo, may problema ka. Okay?
everything God created is good. We should enjoy them. But ang tendency ng tao, pag nag-i-enjoy siya, yun na lang palagi. Amen? Yun na lang palagi. And before you know it, that thing becomes number one in your heart. And when that thing becomes number one in your heart, it becomes an idol to you, and that thing begins to control your life. Amen? Amen. One of the practices of the early Christians, they fast from sweet things. Alam nyo ba yan? They fast from sweet things. Yung mga matatamis, pinagpapastingan nila yan. Sabi ko, bakit nila pinagpapastingan to? Ang sarap kaya. Kaya nga yung number one na sakit sa mundo ngayon is diabetes. Dati masakit lang ng mayaman yan. Ngayon sakit ng lahat. Okay? The early church, they would fast from sweet things. They will not put sugar in their coffee, in their juice. Hindi na. Sabi niya, itong Lent 40 days. Okay? Why? Because you are not aware that sometimes sugar is in control of your life. Di mo alam yan. Amen? Kagabi, sabi ko, hindi ako kakain ng matamis. Kagabi. Kaya, makita mo yung kinuha ko, wala talagang matamis doon. Okay? Pero bago ako umuwi, may nagbigay sa akin ng leche plan. Binigyan ako ng leche plan. Tuwang-tuwa siya. Ako mas lalong natuwa. Pag-uwi ko sa bahay, sabi ko, I will fast from sweet things. Saya tong leche flan na to. Hindi ko makakain. Tapos tinignan ko yung oras. 10:30 pa lang. Bukas pa yung ang Wednesday. Trove Tuesday pa lang. So, kinain ko na. Okay? Why? I cannot help it. Okay? Bawal po. May mga bagay na pinagbawal na ng doktor sa'yo. Sabi ng doktor, bawal na yan. Eh bakit? Kuha pa rin tayo, kain pa rin tayo ng kain yan. Because it has a hold in your life. Right? Amen? Oh, mababa ang tingin natin sa taong umiinom. Pero yung kain ng matamis, okay lang. Kasi pareho lang kayo eh. Diba? Anything, everything God created is good. Friends are good, right? Sino sa inyo naniniwala dyan? It's good to have friends. But if you are not aware and careful, your friends can take number one place in your heart. Wala ka ng oras mag-pray, wala kang oras mag, you know, listen to God, because you're always there with your friends listening to their TikToks all the time. Okay? And before you know it, it controls your life. Hindi ka mapakali pag walang bisita ang bahay mo. Bakit wala pa sila? Bakit wala pa sila? Dapat ka bang bisitahin araw-araw? So be careful. This 40 days of Lent, kung ang problema mo is friends, tell your friends, my dear, I'm going to fast from you this 40 days lang. Just to get these things out of your system. Amen? Ano ba? Ano bang nagko-control sa buhay mo? I cannot speak for you. I can speak for myself only. There are things in my life that is, hindi ko naman sinasabing Diyos na talaga, but it has a great influence in my life. Nilista ko na yan. At itong kwaresma na to, I will deprive myself from this. Yan ang sinasabing sacrifice. Okay? Sacrifice. What you give up for God, God will replace it with His presence in your life. So those are the three things, three disciplines that we practice para maigting talaga yung ating pag-repent, turning away from our sin and going back to God. Okay? So, these three disciplines. Today is Wednesday, and all the Wednesdays of Lent, all the Wednesday is a day of fasting. So may nagtanong na sa akin, sabi niya, whole day ba yan? Depende sa'yo, no, sinasabi ni Lord sa'yo. Father, pwede bang 1 meal lang? Sige, pwede rin. Depende sa'yo. Okay? Father, pwede ba breakfast? Kasi hindi naman talaga ako nagbe-breakfast eh. Nag-fasting ka pa. Ha? Diba? Break your routine. I-break mo lang yung routine mo. Ano bang mga bagay na nagko-control sa buhay mo? You're fast on those things. So today, Wednesday, is a day of fasting. Okay? Choose 1 meal kung kaya mo. If you can do it the whole day, much better. And every Friday, we have abstinence. Now, sabi nila, walang karne, walang manok, isda lang, seafoods lang. Kaya doon sa amin sa Antique, may nagsabi sa akin, Father, abstinence Friday. Sabi niya, oh, sige, hindi na kami kakain ng baboy. Sabi ko, hindi na. Lobster pwede. Lobster na lang. Oh. O sugpo na lang, Father, pwede. Actually, kung technically speaking, yes, pwede. Kasi hindi siya baboy, hindi siya karne. But the point of abstinence is deprive yourself of masasarap na pagkain. Yan ang point niyan. Kung palagang mahilig ka sa puro masasarap, karne, baboy, lobster, you know, every Friday, keep your meal simple. Okay? Umili ka ng pako, lagyan mo lang ng kamatis, at damihin mo yung kanin mo. Okay? Simplify your diet. Yan ang abstinence. Okay? Simplify it. Kung mahilig ka sa lechon, etong Lent na to, every Friday, walang lechon muna. Okay? Paksiyo lang, okay. Pwede. Amen? Praise God, did you learn something today?